we're talking this morning about kind of a discussion we got into yesterday after the show when Werther's dropped off a bunch of their candies. And
yeah, because it was National Caramel Day yesterday.
And I was going to ask, what do you call those candies? Or, like, what do you call that flavor, Alex?
I say caramel, just like our little town here.
Our little town. Yeah, I live in Fisher, so we're right near caramel. But then somebody else, like, it's not caramel. You're like, when you have the pie or the cake or whatever, it's like, it's caramel.
MYK says caramel.
Is that what you say? Caramel? Yeah, there's an A in the middle.
You say, you really? Caramel?
But no,
caramel.
But that's not how you're supposed to say it. I think it's supposed to be silent.
There, we actually have these pulled up. I think this is on Google. It shows you, or dictionary.com, how to properly say it. So is it caramel or is it caramel? Let's see what it says.
Caramel.
Ooh, we were right.
No, you weren't right, because coincidentally, this is the one that didn't have a pronunciation on Google, so
what?
I had to go to another website to get it. Coincidentally.
Caramel. Hmm.
Caramel.
It's a conspiracy.
Caramel. Caramel.
I believe it. Why does it have to only be a Google thing?
Now, when you look at the dictionary, it has three different pronunciations. Caramel, caramel, and caramel.
Oh, yeah, I'd be like, caramel? Hell no. What about this? I wanted to talk about this on the show last week, but you guys thought it was stupid, so we didn't. But Crayola, they got rid of a crayon, and they had, like, out of the original pack, they got rid of, like, of the dandelion color.
Mm-hmm.
But I say crayon. What do you say?
Crayon, like C-R-A-N.
Yeah, yeah, that's how I say it. Now, producer MYK, how do you say crayon?
I say crayon.
All right, let's pull it up. Let's see how you're supposed to say it.
Crayon.
Crayon.
That's so weird. Hey, good morning, Kathy. What's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing good. What do you got here for words that people say wrong?
Well, I don't have one, but it is caramel.
Ew.
Because caramel is a city. It is not a flavor of chocolate or whatever, but it is also crayon. Doesn't that drive you insane? It's like when you talk to people and they don't open their mouths, they just mumble their words and it comes out like, and you're supposed to understand them. They're supposed to pronunciate the words so that you know what they are.
Okay, so
it's
when
crayon.
We say, when Joe and I say crayon, that bothers you?
Yeah, you guys sound like mumble rappers. You sound like Lil Yachty.
It literally drives me insane when people, and then like when people, grown adults, say yeah. It's not yeah, it is yes.
Have you never heard of Usher and Lil Jon? They don't say yes, yes.
Yeah, Lil Jon say yes.
he says yeah.
It's just the slang that we use today, and it's not English. It's just slang, and it is. Crayon. And caramel.
I don't know. I feel like you say, like, hey, can I borrow a crayon? I don't say, hey, can I borrow a crayon?
Yeah, that's weird.
You say,
no, because I would be like, what's a crayon?
Yeah, I was growing up, I always got made fun of in school. Nobody knew what the heck I was talking about when I'd say, hey, do you have any crayons?
Yes. What is that? So I think maybe it's part of the country of where we live.
I do too.
But
crayon.
Yeah, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's crayon and caramel.
Crayon.
Caramel.
Thank you. 317-239-1009. Some of the other ones we have on here, too, that we were talking about. What about, I'll spell it for you, Alex. How do you say this? It's D-A-T-A. How do you say that?
Data.
Data.
Ugh, I hate when people say that.
Data.
You hate when they pronounce it right?
Shut up!
Unlimited what?
Data.
You said it.
Oh, crap.
We
got it. Okay, it's conversion therapy.
No, this is the problem. Whenever you ask people to say words, this is what I always... I tried to say this to somebody yesterday because I have a friend in New York City. So we got in a big fight yesterday because I said when people live in New York City... I got confused at first. Don't bring that part up because it'll just confuse the listener. Basically, I was talking about how people in New York...
The part where I was right?
No. Listen.
Yeah, don't bring that stuff up.
Shut up.
Nobody cares.
Listen, the word... IDEA. I asked my friend who lives in New York City, who's lived there his whole life, grown up there. I said, how do you pronounce the word IDEA?
Idea.
And, right, I say idea. And I was talking to MYK and Joe about how people in the Northeast say it like idea for some reason, which has always just
like,
gotten
I
under
got,
my skin.
I got me an idea.
That's what they say, I'm pretty
idea.
Sure.
And
I won't
confuse the listener, but I told Alex I lived there over 5 years and no one ever said that.
Well, when I asked him, he said, said people, I know what you're going to say, people here pronounce it like ideal or idear, I-D-E-A-R. He wrote that to me in text. So I don't know. That's another word that like drives me insane. But what I was telling you was ask your coworkers, but you have to, you can't say the word or it messes up their brain.
You can't be like, how do you say caramel? You right. have to spell it out almost right
so
there.
So I was like, you know, explain it to somebody like when you get a light bulb, what idea. Is that called? Yeah, you have to get so they'll say the word.
We're making people think today. 317-239-1009. Megan, hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up? What's the word?
I don't know if it's like a word pronunciation thing or if it's a grammar thing, but like when people say like, can I ask you something? Or they like, can I ask you something?
Oh, I hate that.
Why, no, okay. You cannot ask me, but you can ask me a question.
Why do you both turn up your noses to the word ax?
Because that's not it. That's A-X-E.
That's not the word.
Okay, but
that's
you're getting A-X-E. So you're getting so butthurt, Alex, about ax me a question, but then you want people to be okay when you and I say crayon instead of crayon.
Because
it's like a double standard kind of, because a lot of people would be pissed at you too then.
Or like when people say like, oh, I seen it, instead of I saw it.
Ew, who says that?
Oh, people
oh my
do
gosh,
say
I
that,
hear that
yeah.
all the time.
Like, use it in a sentence. What do you mean?
You know, like, did you see Becky with the good hair the other day? Oh, girl, I seen it.
Ew, who says
yes.
that? Who says
seen? I hear all the time.
S-E-E-N-T?
Yeah, I see. I hear it when it's, yes. people are talking about, like, a TV show or a movie or something. Like, oh, I seen it.
Yes,
ew.
I seen it, yeah.
Ew, that makes my skin crawl.
I don't think it's that bad. Hey, Megan, thank you.
Have a good day.